The second of these, then the rivals, Arsenal and Manchester City, back to back. First up, I've got Jordan Jarrett-Bryan to talk about Arsenal. I want to talk about Arsenal, Jordan. Zubimendi looks likely to be coming through the door. Zubimendi is a player who should help Arsenal attack quicker, shift the ball from one end of the pitch to the other quicker. He parts that process, because the big challenge for Arsenal, for Mikel Arteta, is shifting a team who finished second in the league but with 10th for open play expected goals created over the course of the season. That is his job this summer, isn't it? Moving that 10th to at least second, third or first.
It is, mate. And, you know, Zubimendi's in London as we speak right now. So he's been signed and done for 6 months now. So I'm hoping that today he actually does get done. But you're right. He's a six in the Spanish mold. Playmaker and an attack tempo dictator. So it's what we need. One of my big gripes actually last year, even in the first 10 games of the season, Neil, was even the games we were winning, we didn't create that many chances. And look, the focus at the moment is very much largely on a finisher, and that's valid as well. But I think an equal issue for us was the lack of creator for a team as big as Arsenal, and with the attacking prowess that we have, we should be creating 3-4 good goal scoring chances a half, in my opinion. A lot too many games we're creating 2 max and lots of half chances. So Zubimendi would definitely help in that sense. I think Arteta's got to be a little bit more brave in how he attacks. I think he's much of the belief that defenses win leagues, which I am too, but I think he's gone too far the other way now. I think he's kind of he got the balance right a couple of years ago and we were unlucky. I think this season gone, he went a little bit too cautious, and I think it hurt us. So yeah, I agree that he'll definitely help with the overall attacking prowess. I think now the other job now is, okay, so we're good creating 10 chances a game. Do you have someone who can put the ball in the back of the net?
Well, on that, I mean, I'm struck by who that player sort of could be, because I think one of Arsenal's better finishers is Havertz. And it strikes me that there's a direction of travel here that knocks Havertz out of the first team, or maybe knocks him back into midfield, which would be interesting. Whereas I feel as though neither player for 2 seasons who plays in wide areas for Arsenal, and I think one of them in particular is hugely talented, clearly, in Saka. But it's from wide areas where I think Arsenal just don't get enough goals.
I think you're right. I think you're right, mate. Yeah, I think if you said we were going to get a top striker and no left-wing attacker, that would appease many Arsenal fans. I actually think if you got a top left-winger that can give you 15 goals a season and stuck with Havertz, in a weird way, I think that would help us more.